Consider this. As I write this to you on an overcast Southern California Friday afternoon, I am feeling low. Not my lowest low, but not good. Not happy or optimistic. I have had bouts of inexplicable sobbing and even a brief thought of how great it would be to not be here anymore. I had my Friday morning magical Zoom call with my writing group, yet felt disconnected, sad, and unmagical. In fact, I uncharacteristically stopped the video and muted myself at one point so that I could cry real hard without an audience. Spoiler, I'm a crier. Happy, sad, mine, not mine, oftentimes as validation of whatever I'm talking or thinking about at that moment. Everyone has seen me cry. It happens on my YouTube Live, Magic Mondays, just about every time, despite my mood. I realize now that crying is valuable and clearly a big part of my expression. Yet today, I didn't want to bring extra attention to myself. I tell you this because how it affects me now is tremendously different from my past. Let me explain. Even though I feel blah and low, this is how I see it from a broader perspective. I know that the universe has my back 100% of the time. The universe is in a conspiracy for my happiness. So, if it's happening to me, it's happening for me, which prompts me to inquire, what is being highlighted for my highest growth, healing, happiness, and expansion in these low feelings? Is all of this low, sad energy even mine? Do I have spirit attachments and I'm feeling them? Am I experiencing one of my cocoon times where everything shuts down in order to transform? I also make room for everything, meaning I attempt to cause as little impedance as possible to whatever comes my way. So, I am feeling into my feelings and allowing them to be. I also remember to consider, is this a good thing? Bad thing? Who knows? I also know that when I'm ready, I'll pick up my pendulum and see what unprocessed energy is bubbling up to the surface in these low feelings. What magic is ready to be exposed in the triggers I have experienced today? So after a talk with the universe, I realized that despite feeling icky, I continue to feel like the luckiest person on the planet. I know that I can probably be laughing in just a few minutes if I sit my ass down and take the time to check myself energetically and clean up whatever is trying to get my attention. I don't know how to adequately convey the magnitude of how awesome it is to have this framework of beliefs that I have trained myself to remember and quickly go to, especially when life feels heavy. And then there are all the energy work magic tools that I will share with you in this book, if you want this to become your reality too. I promise you it can. Disclaimer. As with any epic adventure, your path to revealing your magic will have its share of roadblocks, scary feelings, probably old stuck persecution energy getting triggered, and groin pains. Chances are good that you carry a resonance of being harmed or threatened or banished or burned or drowned for being who you are, so there may be some legit resistance. You, like me, may have made the decision or even taken vows to never reveal yourself again because it's too painful. I totally get it, but trust me. Go where you are led, learn how to clear the energy that is getting your attention, and start seeing the proof of your magic. I'm doing my best to share my journey to my magic so that yours can be smoother and faster and start providing you with some much-needed relief. Okay. I guess I'd better go clear myself. I feel ready now.